Two feuding factions of Democrats in the state Senate have agreed to reunite later in 2018 and perhaps rule the chamber, but it can happen only if a number of events occur first. Governor Cuomo, under pressure from left-leaning Democrats to be a peace broker, in November called on the eight breakaway members of the Independent Democratic Conference to rejoin with the rest of the Democrats.
I urge both sides to stop their intramural disputes and unify because we have real issues.
But when the session formally begins on January 3rd, Democrats will fall two seats short of the 32 members they would need to control the chamber. Two senators were elected to new positions in November, and their seats will be vacant. Cuomo says he'll call special elections for those seats, which are in staunchly Democratic districts, but not until after the budget is completed, perhaps sometime in the spring.
Because you need to get a budget done also, right? And some would argue politicizing the budget isn't the best idea. But it's a decision that we have to make next year in January, and we will.
Even if Democrats win those elections, they would still not automatically be in the majority. One lone Democrat, Senator Simcha Felder, caucuses with the 31 Republicans. That gives them their 32-seat edge. Felder, who represents the traditionally conservative Orthodox Jewish community in Brooklyn, would need to be convinced to meet with the Democrats instead. Felder has not yet said what he might do. Mainstream Democratic senators say with all of those variables, even if the Democrats do all unite in the closing weeks of the 2018 legislative session, it's not likely they will immediately accomplish an agenda that they've been proposing for years. Senator Liz Krueger, who's the ranking Democrat on the Finance Committee, says issues like women's reproductive rights, campaign finance reform, and transgender rights might have to be on hold for another year.
We will only have a few weeks, or maybe 5 weeks, when we are officially the majority. So no one should imagine we will turn around the state legislature and pass every bill we've been hoping to pass in our first 5 weeks. That's a ridiculous set of assumptions.
Democrats in the Senate hope to pick up seats in the 2018 elections. They're encouraged by 2017 Democratic wins in the county executive seats in Westchester and Nassau counties, where they believe some Republican Senate incumbents are vulnerable. Krueger says if the Democrats gain seats, a number of bills stalled in the state Senate for years and supported in the Democratic-led state assembly may finally become law. Republicans, though, say they aren't going anywhere. They say they plan to increase their numbers next November and hang on to the Senate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.